Jesus is speaking to the Jews and assures them and us that whoever keeps my word will never see death. Never see death, of course, spiritual death reminds us of what God said to Adam and Eve. You will die if you eat of the tree of the good and evil. And the devil said, you surely won't die. And Jesus meant spiritual death, and they did die spiritually, but not physically. Here our Lord is speaking of the spiritual death as well, and the Jews think he's speaking of physical death and call him possessed. And Jesus sort of contends with them and ends up by saying, before Abraham came to be, I am, referring to his divinity, and they want to stone him. And our Lord says, I know my Father, and I keep his word. He keeps the Father's word. So we can focus on keeping the word of God, keeping it in our hearts, which means we must reflect on it. We need to be careful not to forget it. We need to understand the meaning of his words. We need to keep going over the gospel, the message of Jesus, his teachings, all of his teachings, especially the ones that most difficult, the ones that we have not applied to ourselves as much as we should, all the teachings of Jesus, so that we cover all of our faults, all of our weaknesses as best we know how, and we pray for enlightenment to know his word, to know the true meaning and how it would apply to me, especially in my life and yours. And we have that goodwill, that will where we truly try to delve into the word of Jesus, his gospel, his teachings, his words to us, that cuts like a two-edged sword right to our hearts, and it changes our life. We need to really penetrate into the word of God, not let it be superficial and on the surface, but to penetrate, to change our life. This is what it means to really keep the word of God and to persevere with it, keep the word, let it sink in throughout our entire life, never forgetting and always renewing and remembering the gospel, which means that we have to keep going over it, keep listening to it, keep reading it, reading the gospel and meditating on it, and letting God speak to us, knowing that as we read the word of God, God will speak to us in a way that relates to our specific life. And this we come to know him, as Jesus says, I do know him, but you do not. If I say I don't know him, I'm like you, I would be like you, a liar. We need to come to know God through his word, to know what he is really like. And I think, the way God really is like is that he is always welcoming us, always wanting us to come to him, always embracing us, always having his arms out to us. If we repent from our sins, if we are in that sense state of reform, and we can get in that state of reform and repentance at any moment by confessing our sins, saying we're sorry, and then jumping in the lap of our Lord in his arms and loving him and asking him to embrace us and to fill us more and more with his wisdom, his will, his strength and help. And then we grow closer and closer to our Lord, more and more intimate, and coming to know him as he really is, a God of total love and mercy. And it is that love and mercy that transforms us, changes us, makes us more holy. And that means to keep coming back to him. If we are afraid of him, or if we distance ourselves from him, or we think he's not happy with us, that's a sign that we're not, we don't know him. We don't know that he wants us to keep coming back to him, even if we've sinned, and to repent and know that his love is always immediately ready for us. This kind of, again, the Teresian spirituality, which is so important for us, and which is the gospel spirituality, which is the word of Jesus that he teaches us, that he wants us to keep coming to him on a day-to-day basis, moment-to-moment basis, keep coming back to him and growing closer to him in that way.